Is it
you
a,
have a name?
Is it a veranda or a...
No, I wouldn't call it that.
Or a...
You know, I've heard that expression, go out on the veranda.
Piazza, paisa, anything like that?
No, I've heard that.
When you said balcony, did you mean an upstairs porch?
Yeah, if it's upstairs. Well, I don't know what it is. They call it the outside walkway.
Oh.
It's a walkway. Mm-hmm. That's what they call it.
Ever call a porch a gallery?
Yeah, I've heard that.
How'd they say that? What do they mean by it?
I don't know. I've heard you talk about it, to go out on the gallery and relax.
Is that just the porch?
I would call it just strictly a porch.
Okay. And then if the door were open and you didn't want it to be, you'd say, please...
Close the door.
Or...
Shut the door.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call boards outside the house that lap over each other?
Board and batten.
Any other name for that?
Siding.
How about weatherboarding?
Weatherboarding, yeah.
Is that the same?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. And,
There's all different types of weatherboarding and siding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it lap siding, tongue and groove siding.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call it a split siding, groove siding. It on center 12 inches, 10 inches, so on and so forth. Split siding, they call it split siding, split by putting your boards up. They use that as a phrase. Some architects said, I want this put on 12 inch center, it's on split siding.
Mm-hmm.
Or another fellow would interpret that and say, well, what are you going to split? You ain't splitting nothing, you're just splitting the distance.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard you call that.
If you're going to hang a picture, you would take a nail and a
hammer.
And you'd say, I took the hammer and I
nailed the nail in place, or...
Or what's another word for that? I did what to the nail? I...
Drove the nail.
Mm-hmm. And I will...
Hang the picture.
Or using drove, I will...
Drive the nail.
And I have...
Driven the nail.
Okay,
I
yeah.
See. Oh, I got you.
And then, what are the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
The eaves.
Well, the things that are built
your
on...
Oh, drain pipe downspouts.
Well, why about the little... things, the downspout comes down like that, right? What are the things across like that?
You talking about catch the one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they call them channels.
Yeah.
They call them, there's another name for that.
Gutter?
Hmm?
Gutter?
Gutters, yeah. That's what I'm trying to think of, these gutters. And they call them something else. As a phrase of expression, says, about my leave catches up today.
Mm.
Eckings and leaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Did. I said, you got your problem. Well, I'm going to have to cover it. I said, why do I want you to leave it off? Add on to your eaves. I said, leave it off, you know, make
mm-hmm.
some remark like that. But they call it a leaf catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can catch if you got a lot of trees.
Yeah.
Don't refer to it as gutters at all.
Do you have a name for the place where the house and an L come together? Mm-hmm. And it makes that
V
shape? The house and
the valley, yeah.
Pardon?
The valley.
Uh-huh, yeah. It's hard for me to describe
yeah,
what I mean,
valley.
But that's it. And then what would you call a little building for storing wood?
The woodhouse.
How about a little building for storing tools?
Storing what?
Tools.
Tools. They call it a tool house.
Would you have...
Or equipment room.
Do you use shed for anything?
Or a shed.
Is that the same thing?
Generally, sometimes we borrow wood, you just storing wood, call it a woodshed.
Mm-hmm.
Or a smokehouse, if you're going to use for a smokehouse. And forest tools, you call it a tool shed or equipment room.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a smokehouse?
Do I have one?
Did you ever?
Yeah, we had a smokehouse. Mm-hmm.
Did you use it to smoke
meat?
Oh,
yeah, sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Only we had.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you know, see, that's good meat. That was fashion waste.
Yeah, I've never
you
had
can't
it.
You can buy a good bacon for that.
I bet it is. Okay, gosh. And then a building that people, well, you've already said that. If you had more than one house, you would have two.
Right.
Just give me the plural, two.
Plural. If you had more than one house?
Yeah, two.
Oh, I'd have more than two. I'd have several.